Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And it is now baseball playoff time, and we have a special guest in-house to talk a little bit about that today. In the meantime, the Cubs and the Bears, the city of Chicago, suffered a humiliating weekend. The Cubs did not make it to the playoffs, losing by one game on the last day of the year. And, of course, the Chicago Bears managed more futility, squandering a 28-7 lead and leaving the Bear fans in utter awe of their ineptness.
It seems like defense is not necessarily the Bears' forte anymore, giving up all those points.
Well, I have to say that, you know, they when you turn the ball over, your defense is at mercy. And the fumble by the quarterback, who was having a terrific day, probably the best day until the fourth quarter. And, of course, you do have to finish. And that did not look good for them. Ram fans, Charger fans, congratulations. You had wins from both those clubs. But the Buffalo Bills handed the Miami Dolphins a little bit of payback. I guess that 70 points doesn't work so much for the Buffalo Bills.
No, none whatsoever. Josh Allen had a great game.
Yes, he did. And you know, the funny thing about it is, you know, last week we talked about Deion Sanders and the Colorado hoopla, and of course USC did for the first half what Oregon did, and then Colorado made a gallant effort and fought back and made it close. However, they still lost. And I can understand Deion being happy about the way they responded after the game was essentially over with. But I still stand on my belief that Colorado will not finish at 500, or if they do, at best 500. The teams that they have to play the remainder of the way are all ranked teams, Utah, Oregon, Oregon State, Washington State. It's going to be a tough road for them. And, of course, we also had baseball news with the firing of two people. The Angels lost Phil Nevin, and the Mets fired Buck Showalter. Buck Showalter, I imagine you could rest assured that was going to happen. And, of course, Tim Wakefield, who was a terrific pitcher for the Boston Red Sox for the most part, passed away this week, won 200 games. Our condolences to his family. And we will return with special guest David Bassay right after this.
Fred Dreyer here, the Heartburn Hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balancethenumber7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in this same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF or visit us at bfffinancial.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
They still call me the Penguin.
Hello, and we are back with another segment of We'll See About That after the break. And we have a very special guest, a man that has grown up in the San Fernando Valley, was raised in Woodland Hills, graduated from Notre Dame and Cal State Northridge, has had one of his first jobs working for the McDonnell Douglas Show. Late Joe McDonald, and now since 2012 has been a part of AM 570, traveling Dodger host and Dodger talk host since 2012, David Vasse. David, welcome to the show. You're a hard man to try and find. There was a part that I was looking up that was part of your bio that this is like watching one of those shows saying, this guy's off the grid. We can't find any information on you. You were supposed to be 5'7". You're not 5'7". tell us a little bit about how you grew up in the Valley and how you decided to do this part of journalism.
Yeah, you know, everybody tells me, and number one, it's awesome to be here with the greatest third baseman in Dodger history, Ron Say. The greatest number 10, don't tell Justin Turner that, but he knows it. I know it. All of the city of Los Angeles knows it, so it's great to be here with you. And look, I grew up in L.A. The Dodgers were passed down to me from my dad and my uncles, and that would be on in our home, and the Lakers and the Dodgers and the Rams were my dad's favorite team, so that's the way I got into it. And, you know, just as I got older and, you know, just diving into sports, knowing that I probably was not going to make it to the big leagues or the NBA, mm-hmm. I figured I could start talking about it. And in the seventh and eighth grade, I would, you know, cut out the newspapers and create a scrapbook of those teams in the early 90s, late 80s. And the 88 Dodgers was the team that I remember the most, and obviously very magical season. And that obviously captivated a young David Vasse.
Well, you've been a Dodger fan, I'm sure, forever, and now you get to be in their backyard. And what is a day in travel on the road with the Dodgers look like?
Well, I'm a guy, Ron, that likes to get out. You know, I'm not just staying in the hotel room and ordering room service. I like to get out during the day, see what the city has to offer. Everybody gets envious of me that I'm so adventurous before I have to get to the ballpark, but I couldn't just stay in those four walls and not do much. So a day in the life is, wake up around 9 a.m., start to figure out where I'm going to see. I went to a rooftop in Chicago where the ceiling was completely clear. Started doing push-ups there over the ledge. I've gone down a slide in Milwaukee, obviously.
Famously.
A little extra time in Milwaukee a couple
Idiot.
Of years back. You're not the only guy to say that, Ron.
Yeah, you are lucky to come out of that with your life. Okay.
But couple months on IR for that, huh?
Yeah. But I get to the ballpark about 4 hours before first pitch, whether it's at Dodger Stadium or on the Road City. So before that time, before getting there around 2:30, 3 o'clock, I want to see what's going on in the city that we go to. There is no chance in my life I would ever make it in Cleveland, Cincinnati. I never would have seen these cities.
Oh, no. You're not going to rip the state of Ohio.
I could give you my bottom five cities if you'd like, Ron.
No.
Cleveland would be right at the bottom.
I apologize, Cincinnati and Cleveland. I just got back from Cleveland. I was over there for an event here a few weeks ago. Have you ever seen their baseball museum, David?
I have not.
David, I thought you said you were a man of adventure.
Not in Cleveland. I get scared.
Cincinnati, David. Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati's Hall of Fame. I've been in there.
Yes. And it is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Why don't the Dodgers have a museum, David?
Well, that's a great question. I think it's in the works. My question is, you were a fish out of water in Cincinnati at the Reds Hall of Fame. The big red machine and the big blue wrecking crew. There was some bad blood there. I was surprised to see that on your Instagram.
Well, it actually turned out to be the best rivalry I thought we had during my time. Playing the big red machine and the great eight, Bench, Perez, Morgan, Concepcion, Rose, Foster, Geronimo, and Griffey. That's a lot better team than most teams face in a lifetime. And I thought through the conversations that I had with Joe Morgan that the 76 Reds in their back-to-back world championship years was the best team that I faced. And Joe agreed. And they have a tremendous museum, though. I was blown away by it. Something the Dodgers should invest in.
Yeah, I liked the Reds Museum. In fact, I feel like the two best team museums I've been to or Hall of Fames is the Mets at Citi Field. They do a nice job, but the Reds do a really nice job. And I love those statues right outside of the ballpark.
Yes.
Pete Rose sliding into second base. They got Johnny Bench. I mean, all the guys that you unseated in 1977. I'm surprised you're here alive, Ron.
Yeah, well, we had a tremendous experience with the city of Cincinnati. We used to walk through that Fountain Square, and we used to walk down to the ballpark, and all those sidewalk street stores that they had, we had people coming out of those things yelling at us as we'd be walking down, "We're going to get you guys tonight." And we had 55,000 screaming lunatic Reds fans to deal with. And it was a handful, besides the team that we were playing. But they also were introduced to our style of the same kind of feedback when you got to Dodger Stadium and you had 55,000 Dodgers fans cheering us on, too. So it was a tremendous time. Those games were not necessarily regular season games.
I bet not. I mean, hearing the stories from yourself and other teammates, and when Tommy Lasorda took over in 77, nobody was allowed to wear any colored red shirts. Do you own any red shirts, Ron?
If I do, I don't know where they are.
They're at the bottom. They're at the bottom of your drawer.
Yeah. Dodger blue was really the only thing that was allowed, but again, such a tremendous relationship with those guys. Really had great respect for them, the Phillies, the Pirates, all the teams. But those were the guys that we ended up usually battling in the postseason.
It felt like Reds and Astros were always in your way.
The Reds, the Astros, the Braves one year.
The Phillies, you beat up on the Phillies in the
twice.
Championship Series.
Yeah, we got Montreal and we got Pittsburgh. We didn't lose. We always went to the World Series when we got into the playoffs. That is one characteristic. But this current Dodger team, you know, they now have won 4 years in a row. They've won 100 games, correct?
First time in baseball history.
Right. And they now have a lineup that is also a first for Dodger history, which they had four players driving 100 runs.
That's right. Freddie Freeman, Max Muncy, Mookie Betts, and J.D. Martinez. J.D. is remarkable because he only played 112 games, but he still drove in 100 runs. So that part of it is remarkable.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no question.
And he talks about the value of driving in a run, which a lot of times he said is lost in today's analytical world of baseball. But him and Freddie Freeman are old school, if you want to call it that. They value a run. If they see it at second base, they're going to drive it in. Not with a home run necessarily, but they're going to find a way to drive it in. If there's a guy at third base, they may try to hit a sacrifice fly if the situation calls for it. So that's the importance of having those two type of guys on their team. And he said, that's why I'm here. I remember Eric Karros used to say that. Reggie Smith, your former teammate, used to be his hitting coach. You're not here to walk when you're hitting fourth or fifth in the lineup. You're here to drive in runs. So that's the biggest thing for J.D. Martinez. He has that same mentality of being a guy that values driving in runs.
There's no question that that's a little bit old school because players who drive in runs, when you see runners on base, those are dollar signs out there for you. And that is what you do. You read the circumstances. You read the circumstance as accordingly, and you have a number of options in there to choose from. And sometimes the last thing you want to have to do is hit a sacrifice fly because you may be down 4 or 5 runs. You want to keep the rally going, put more runners on base. But yes, these guys understand the importance of what it is, and I really don't understand why it is that baseball now doesn't value the runs batted in, nor the wins from pitchers. And that's been troubling me for quite some time. And we have to take a short break. We're going to be right back with David Basset right after this message.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had 2 or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair, And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save. And we have returned after the break. And David, we were briefly discussing the metrics today. And of course, the metrics don't seem to value RBIs. The metrics don't seem to value wins for a pitcher. And of course, with the new alignment with pitching and how many innings and such are required, there's a lot of times I've seen where a pitcher gets removed 4 1/3, 4 2/3. They're up a couple runs. Maybe not in that severe trouble, but they're taking away a run, or excuse me, a win possibly, yeah, from them. I think after a while that would kind of gnaw at me if I'm a starting pitcher. But, you know, everybody knows today that the metrics run the sport, and that it writes the lineups. The managers don't have a great deal of input. I mean, they have some input, but it's pretty much written for them.
Yeah, some more than others, Ron, as far as writing out the lineup. For the pitchers, the data, like you mentioned, it seems like everybody is so intent and beholden to the data regarding having the pitcher only face the top of the order twice,
right?
Because there's a significant inflation of pitchers' ERAs when they face the order three times. So their philosophy is, Ron Say, Steve Garvey, Dusty Baker, if you're getting comfortable against the same guy, why not bring in a different look the third time around to try to stifle really good hitters like yourselves?
I understand all of that, but it's kind of hard to say that to Steve Carlton and Tom Seaver, yeah, and Bob Gibson and those guys who are old school. You give them the ball, it's their game until they get in trouble. If they're not in trouble, there's no reason to relieve them. And that was a kind of conversation that was had, I think, back in the 60s and 70s when Koufax and Drysdale were pitching too. It's their game. And if you're coming to the mound in the seventh inning and they're ahead 1-0 or something, don't get on my mound.
Yeah.
Get off my mound, go back and sit down, and I'll take care of this. And sometimes the response was, well, would you rather have Koufax pitching or somebody else?
Right.
So that's where that kind of took place. But, yeah, look, the metrics run the game. We all understand that. It's here to stay. There's a plus and a minus to it. It's great to have all of the data, but sometimes I feel like having all this data paralyzes you.
And you have to believe in the players, right, Ron? I'm sure there were times where yourself or your teammates felt like, you know what?
We know better.
I can do this. I can do, yeah, this. No matter what my stats say, no matter, you know, what the 3-year sample size is, you felt like you can do it. And I feel like if you look at some of the great moments in baseball history, the player actually pushed themselves beyond the limits anybody thought they could possibly go. And that's what's special about professional sports, because these guys achieve things that nobody thought they could achieve.
Well, that's true. That's true probably in every sport. When you look back at some of the old-time games, there was a game, I think it was in the 60s, 16-inning game. Marichal and Spahn, Braves and Yankees, 16 innings. I think they both pitched 16 innings.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to see that happen again because those guys were too valuable. But you can see the differences back then. It's incredible where the game has gone. You now have guys who thrive at the plate hitting 210. Mm-hmm. Right?
They've lowered the standard to be a big leaguer in certain circumstances.
Right.
I mean, Billy Ashley, remember him with the Dodgers in the 90s? He was an all or nothing type of hitter. He would be flourishing right now. He just was a little bit before his time.
Exactly.
And, you know, when you look at the data, I'm not disregarding it, but there's certain data that obviously helps you win that day, but there's also data that doesn't tell you how a player is feeling, whether or not he had an argument with his wife, whether or not he's going on some other personal issues, even though it may say that he's 4-for-9 against pitcher X that day. He is not feeling like the player that saw that pitcher the previous 9 at-bats. So I feel like that part of it has to come in play. And look, the Dodgers are very analytical heavy, but I feel like they are successful because it's not all or nothing compared to some of the Giants. Like the Giants, for example, they are so out of touch from what I've been told by guys that are on that team. They are so out of touch with what's happening in the here and now, and thinking that these guys are robots or video game guys that can one day start a game, the next day come out of the bullpen. That's just not how you're built as a pitcher, especially.
And so much of the analytics now have come in from the front office or come in from non-baseball people. They're coming from like MBAs or like computer scientists. And so it must be tough when you have some nerdlinger from MIT saying you should do this to a guy who's, you know, played the game his entire life.
And I think that's where, you know, the Dodgers have done a great job with their young pitchers like Emmett Sheehan and Ryan Pepiot and Gavin Stone. Because they've been allowing them to get comfortable in these roles in the minor leagues. And that's a different topic as well, where you're training them not to have that same type of bulldog mentality. But I give them credit for the fact that they're not asking them to do something they've never asked them to do before.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of in comparison, there's a lot of babying going on.
Yeah,
you know, you pitched 200 innings today, which was not an issue back when you had a 4-man rotation like we did. You know, people forget over a period of time that it wasn't until probably the 1980s. Where teams started to go into 5-man rotations.
Yeah.
So, you know, you see a guy go 280 innings. You know, sometimes in Koufax's era, you know, he and Drysdale were pitching 300 innings. And in eras before that, you know, it was more than 300. There's guys who pitched 400 innings, and they weren't having arm problems.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the one thing that I have great difficulty trying to understand is a guy goes down with something in April. And the next thing you know, it's like, we hope to have him back by All-Star break. And I'm saying to myself, what else happened along the way? And why does it take so long? And I suppose, you know, there's a more of a protective issue here. You have an investment. The money is a great deal higher because of the exponential growth in baseball that's taken place in the last 20 years. And the players are only asking for their share of the pie. That's why they're being paid what they are. But I just have difficulty trying to work all these things through. And of course, one of the things that I had an issue with in the beginning of watching the analytics was the defensive shifts. It just didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. They seemed to line up everybody the same way. And I didn't think that based on the situation, the type of hitter that was at the plate, type of pitcher who was on the mound, designated the same place you play everybody else. And it seemed to work that way. And I could be wrong. But so much for that. It's not that way anymore. There's been a lot of changes. And I do want to talk to you about some of the changes. What do you like about today's changes and what don't you like?
Well, I agree with you, Ron. The smart people that are running teams, congratulations, you got the cheat code and you made it a lot harder to get hits. But in turn and in the process, you made the game less appealing to the fans. And Major League Baseball obviously felt the same way, or they wouldn't have made these changes to try to make the game more entertaining, allow for more action in the games these days. And I love, you know, in every sport, NBA, the NFL, they have a legal defense, right? Why is baseball above having a legal defense up until this year? Yeah. And I love that rule where you have to have two guys on each side of the second base bag. And I love the rule where you have to be off the grass as an infielder. I just think that's because of the way the advanced data showed where guys were hitting the ball. It took away hits and in turn killed a lot of action. And I do like the pitch clock. I thought I was not going to like it. I didn't believe it was going to be as seamless as it has been this year, but hard to expect people to be at a baseball stadium for over 3 hours to watch baseball on a weeknight and have them come out night after night. LA were spoiled, but I mean, this is the first time, Ron, I don't know if you feel the same way, but baseball got a lot right for the first time in a long time.
I think they did as far as the pitch clock is concerned. I do feel that you're right, especially if you're a Dodger fan going to weekday games during the school year. You got kids, you got to drive, you got to get home. It does help the infield, where 70% of the game's action is in the infield. Keep your infielders sharp. They don't wander too much. That part I love. You've expanded the base. Made the base larger, which invited old school baseball and base stealing back into it. And look what you have done. You've got Acuna stealing 70 bases, hitting 40 home runs, hitting 335, driving in 100, scoring 100. The second highest WAR. To me, he is the MVP on the team that had the best record. I do not like the runner at second base in extra innings.
I don't like that either.
I think it's a cheap win after battling for 9 innings. But I do believe that baseball is going to continue to manipulate until they probably get it right or close to right. But I just feel that it's nice to have a game that moves on a little bit quicker. But there still are a lot of things that need to be changed and considered. And so we are almost ready to take another break here, and I want to also talk about two or three guys on the Dodger Club that have had incredible years and MVP type years. When we return right after this next message with our special guest David Basse, we'll be right back.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28, in-store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code byline for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks. Daily fantasy sports made easy.
Enjoy an ice-cold Coke from Burger King while supporting your community. Coca-Cola is a proud supporter of the Burger King Foundation, which has granted over $60 million in scholarships to over 55,000 scholars, creating brighter futures and positive change in the lives of children and families through education. Now through the end of November, join Burger King in raising funds for the Burger King Foundation's education initiatives and enjoy 3 delicious menu items for just $1. Visit a participating Burger King restaurant and purchase 3 coupons for $1 to help positively impact your community. Each coupon gets you your choice of a free small soft drink or coffee, free small fries or hash browns, and a free small soft serve. All funds raised stay local, right in your zip code. Burger King Foundation scholarships are open to team members and community members, and your dollar makes a difference. So go ahead and have it your way, and know that you're also giving back to your community. Visit your local participating restaurant or www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information.
Yo, J Balvin here. Verizon just hooked me up with a new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium. How can you get one? By switching to my plan at your Verizon store, get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on them. When you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. And listen to my new song, Dientes, on your way to get the new iPhone 15 Pro.
Don't miss out. Switch to my plan from Verizon today. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Steve Carlton going head-to-head with Ron Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Leszczynski. It's gone. Fred Slammer.
2-2 to Say.
It's high in the air to deep left field. Winfield back. She's gone.
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours. The decisions are yours.
And in This Week in Dodger History, presented by BFF Financial, 1977, the Dodgers rally from three runs with a none on and two outs in the top of the ninth to take a one-run lead in their eventual 6-5 victory over the Phillies at Veterans Stadium in Game 3 of the NLCS. The game appears to be over when LA's Davey Lopes is picked off first base for the final out, but a throwing error by Gene Garber advances him to second base, from where he will score the decisive run on a friend of the show, Bill Russell's single.
I remember that well, and that was a highly disputed call. The whole inning was, Larry Boa still talks about it. We talk about that game that Tommy John pitched in the rain there that shouldn't have been played. But once again, the Dodgers prevailed. As I said, when we got to the playoffs, we went to the World Series. So thank you, Davey. Thank you, Billy, for your contributions in that game. And it was those guys were great to play with all those years, I can tell you that. Okay, David, we're going to get back to your two primetime players that you'd like to focus on, Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, honestly, Ron, hearing that highlight and hearing you talk about those games that against the Phillies, that's kind of why I want the Phillies and Dodgers to play in the NLCS, okay, because it would bring back a lot of great memories, not only from the years that you beat the Phillies, but remember in 2008 and 2009, the Dodgers and Phillies faced off in the NLCS and Philadelphia won both of those series. And certainly the Dodgers, in my opinion, went in there with an arm tied behind their back, because they did not have the pitching to match Philadelphia's. But Bill Russell, Davey Lopes, Ron Say, Steve Garvey, I mean, come on. You guys were clutch. Bill Russell, maybe the most underrated clutch hitter in your lineup, right? He used to come up with some big hits.
I think everybody had their moments.
I kind of remember yours, 1980 against the Astros.
Yeah, that was big too. Yeah.
You had to win those.
We had to sweep the series.
Yeah. Second game of Saturday.
And we had to beat Nolan Ryan.
Oof.
And we did. 2-1, I believe, the score. But then we were down in the bottom of the eighth by a run in the final game. And during this at bat, I hit a ball down off the top of my left foot that blew up like a balloon. But before the at bat was over with, I homered to put us ahead 4-3. Don Sutton came in and pitched the ninth inning and got us the victory to send us into a one-game playoff, and I couldn't play the next day, and we lost. And that was a shame. We kind of tossed it out the door in the first couple innings. Didn't play too well, but the Philadelphia Phillies did not want to see us in that series,
I bet.
I'll tell you that.
I still remember seeing you when you crossed home plate on that Saturday at Dodger Stadium.
I remember
that,
too.
You were a fired-up penguin.
I was.
Do you still remember that moment?
I do. I almost broke my foot. I rammed it down on the plate when I crossed it. And it did hurt. It didn't cause any damage. But Bob Boone, who I had played against when I was 18 years old, was the catcher. And seeing him walk off the field, you know, another walk-off win, it brought to light to my eyes. But I also know that all these guys that I played against, the feeling that goes with that, too.
Yeah. Ron Say, part of the first quartet of teammates to hit 30 home runs in a season back in 1977. Freddie Freeman was just one home run shy of giving the Dodgers their third team of players to hit 30 home runs in the same season.
That is correct. He should have called Dusty Baker.
Yeah, he needed some J.R. Richard, last Dusty game. Baker magic right
there.
Yeah,
last game. But speaking of Dusty, how about those Astros who snuck in the back door?
Yeah.
You told me a story. Go ahead and tell that. Last day.
I mean, Dusty being a winner, right? He understands what winning's about. It's not winning to make it just into the playoffs. It's winning your division and advancing to the World Series. So here's the difference between the Astros and the Rangers, who last Saturday each clinched a playoff berth the same day, but still going down to the final day of the regular season, the division championship was not decided. The Astros on Saturday night, with Dusty Baker as their manager, just toasted each other. They're just coming off a World Series championship. They know just getting into the playoffs is not something to go crazy about. On the flip side, the Rangers, who have not made the postseason in years, had a World Series type of celebration in their clubhouse and came back the following day very flat because they were shut out by the Mariners 1-0, while Dusty Baker and the Astros kept their edge and blew out the Diamondbacks to win the AL West Championship. They've got a first-round bye, while the Rangers had to play a wild card series against the Rays in Tampa Bay. They had to go from Seattle to St. Petersburg for the first two games of the postseason.
Yeah, and I was very disappointed, too, with the Mariners. They're one of my clubs, and to have them battle all the way was great, but disappointed that they were one game out, but I think their future is very bright. But we're talking about the Astros, Mike, and you mentioned that you just saw a show called Astros Edge.
Yeah, and PBS, the great PBS Frontline series, did a deep dive on the Astros, and it's called the Astros Edge. It's available on PBS.com or on YouTube, and it talks about, you know, the Jim Crane buying the team and the complete embrace of analytics insofar as to cheating. And it's very interesting documentary, quite damning towards the Astros management, as well as some of the players, especially Carlos Delgado. I highly recommend it if anybody's interested. And, you know, speaking of, you know, David, about the 2017 World Series, the Astros they implemented their cheating scandal at that time. Do any of the players still talk about, you know, that and how they feel that perhaps that World Series ring was lost to them under very sketchy circumstances?
Oh, yeah. It gets brought up, especially now with three Dodger players that were on that 17 team going to play for Alex Cora and the Red Sox. He, I guess, apologized to Justin Turner and Kenley Jansen in spring training. My understanding is he never apologized to Kike Hernandez when he joined the Red Sox a couple of years ago. But I know for a fact that guys like Kershaw and Austin Barnes will not accept an apology from A.J. Hinch or Alex Cora. And look, if you look at some of those players that played in the 17 World Series, Ron, you could appreciate this, you know, being part of those Dodger teams that went to the World Series and lost the first two times to the Yankees. 81 was the last time you guys were together as an infield. 2017, guys like Rich Hill, Andre Ethier, Chase Utley, they were robbed of their last chance to win a World Series. You know, the guys like Jock Peterson and, you know, Corey Seager and Bellinger, they went on to keep playing. They were still young in their careers, won the 2020 bubble championship. But those veterans, that was their last chance to win the World Series, and it was stolen from them to a certain extent.
Well, absolutely correct, and they were the last ones at the end of the line. The regular season was played. All this was going on during the regular season. I believe there was something about the Yankees feeling like they got screwed out of this,
too. Yeah, they do.
I've always felt, and I've said this before, baseball did not stand behind what was going on. They gave the Houston Astros a pedestrian fine. They did not take the ring away. They did not vacate the spot. I know that there were Dodger players who felt like they should take the world championship away from them. They didn't want to be world champions under those circumstances. But they missed an opportunity to do something right, and that's disappointing. But the Houston Astros are back in there again, and they are probably going to be somebody that's going to be very difficult to beat, too.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be either the Astros or Orioles that come out of the American League. But just one final thing on the 17 World Series, just think about the narrative around Clayton Kershaw's career to that point. Couldn't win the big one, always imploded in the postseason, which is not accurate. He has pitched really well in a lot of the postseason games that he's been in, but Game 5 in Houston, he was outstanding, but they had the signs and they knew what was coming. They were not swinging at a slider. And if 2020 never happens, we're still talking about Clayton Kershaw without a World Series ring. And who knows where the narrative goes or continues if he never wins the World Series. And after everything we know about 2017, don't you feel, Ron, that that's a false narrative?
Yes, I also feel very badly about 1978. Reggie Jackson's hip costing us a world championship.
Yeah.
So, so much for instant replay back then. That would have turned the tide on history. But these things come up and they happen and we have to live with them. And, let's just hope that those scandals are over with. And as I say that, we now have betting in baseball.
I know, right? It's very much accepted now, not only in baseball, but in every sport. A wide receiver for the Falcons, now with the Jaguars, Calvin Ridley, was suspended for gambling on his own team, whether it's fantasy football. That's just part of it, and it's only going to get bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's in there, and that's the new revenue stream.
When I was playing prior to going to play in the major leagues, I was playing in Santurce, Puerto Rico, and the capital is San Juan, and we had two teams in the capital. We had Santurce and we had San Juan. San Juan lived in the third base dugout. We lived in the first base dugout. And there was a partition, a screen fence that went up from home plate all the way to the top of the stadium, a one-tier stadium. And for those games that were Santurce and San Juan, when we'd be playing each other, there's a game there every night regardless. One's at home, one's on the road. When we were playing each other, the betting that you saw going on between pitches was unbelievable. Foul ball, ball, strike, base hit, home run, whatever they were betting, they were passing the money through the chain link fence. It was crazy. They were great fans. I loved it. Puerto Rico was a tremendous experience. The fans were great. I had a great time with it. But betting in sports, I don't know. There's enough betting that's done on itself, but now that you allow it into the baseball, must be getting a pretty good take from that.
Oh yeah, all the teams are. Major League Baseball is, and I know Rob Manfred said, expect an alternate channel for gambling during broadcasts. That's the next frontier for Major League Baseball as well. And, when you talk about playing in the winter leagues, Ron, I've heard so many players around your generation and after that would go to the Dominican Republic or Puerto Rico to play winter ball and describe those same stories. And I know for a fact that there are guys in the dugouts, security guards or police in your dugouts with guns.
Yes.
Because gambling can get a little emotional. And if Ron Say strikes out and a guy lost a bet in Puerto Rico, you need some protection.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it didn't come to that, thank God. Yeah. So, David, I want to thank you so much for being our guest. I want to leave our listening audience to your prediction of how the Dodgers are going to fare in this playoff series.
Call me crazy, Ron, but I'm seeing a Dodgers NLCS, and if they beat the Braves, it will be a titanic upset similar to the 88 Dodgers beating the mighty Mets.
There you have it from David Basset. Thank you so much.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, we are back for the final edition in this segment of We'll See About That. Thank you so much, David Basset, for being a terrific guest in your analysis of the Dodgers and baseball and the new things that have been going on, and tremendous, not unexpected prediction of what might happen. But I will tell you that there's going to be a lot of excitement. I really do like the way that the Baltimore Orioles have come back. They seem to be a very young, very hungry, very exciting team to watch. I'm looking for really good things from them. I think it's all good for the game of baseball. And I just wanted to bring up one other thing here. I'm not making any predictions in the moment. I'm going to talk more about the 49er-Dallas game for a moment. The 49ers have been my team since childhood. Since growing up in the Northwest, the Seattle Seahawks are my number two team. That's my loyalty. The Dallas Cowboys are going to be in San Francisco this coming weekend, and you've got a guy named McCaffrey, who is absolutely tearing up the NFL right now with yardage and scoring, and the 49ers are playing great. I have a good friend of mine. He tells me that the spread is 4 points and the over and under is 45. I'm glad I'm not a betting man. I'm glad I'm not a betting man, but I'm still staying with the 49ers. Your take?
I do like the 49ers. I think that Dallas usually starts a little bit slow, and if they don't really do well the first couple of games of the season, they have a tendency somewhat to fold like a cheap suit. Just sadly, real fast, the team of my youth, the Denver Broncos, that was my favorite team growing up.
Yeah.
Big John Elway fan. What has happened to them under Sean Payton is just a disgrace. That man needs to be fired immediately, not only for, you know, his preseason comments, but also for the way that he has comported himself with the team. So
yes, it doesn't look too good for Sean. I agree with that. David, do you have any takes on that?
Wow, Ron, really going out on the limb and picking the 49ers this weekend. Talk about a bold prediction.
They're only a 4-point favorite, David. You usually get 3 for just playing at home, don't you?
I got the over on Dak Prescott interceptions.
I like that. There we go. All right. We're good. This is funny. David, thanks again for being around. Great guest. Next week, we have another player that has a history in Major League Baseball. The only person in Major League Baseball who hit 40 home runs at the age of 40 in both leagues. Darrell Evans. So please join us next week. Thanks for being with us.